Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so we were just talking about Goldens and Golden and what a great event it was, and all the pooches were there, and everybody was so darn happy. Posted a bunch of pictures online over the weekend, and it spurred an email that actually came in, and I was like, we might as well tag it onto this convo. Then it came in from Lori. She says, "Hey, Jer, I wasn't planning on writing in, but after seeing all your picks from Golden and Golden this weekend, I figured you were the right one to ask." Well, I don't know about that. We'll tackle this as a team here. But she said, "Here's my situation. My boyfriend and I are in the middle of breaking up after being together for a little over a year, and there's a huge problem we can't agree on. ... She wrote, "The dog. Little doggy." We got him a couple months into dating. We picked him out together, named him together, trained him together, all of it. He sleeps at my feet, follows me around the house, absolutely loses it when I walk in the door. I also work from home, so I'm with him all day, every day. She goes on to say, to be fair to my boyfriend, he's not a deadbeat dog dad. He does walk the dog every single morning, pays for the food, pays for the vet bills, pays for the grooming. He's the one who signed the adoption paperwork and technically put everything in his name.
Ooh.
That's dog related. She's like, that's where the fight is coming from. He says the dog is his. He paid for everything and handled all the official stuff. I say the dog is bonded to me because I'm with him all day long. He's mine. This has turned into a full-blown argument. My friends are no help at all. Every conversation turns into a weird, angry custody debate over the dog. Need your help. When a couple breaks up, who actually gets the dog? The person who pays the bills or the person the dog is attached to? Is there some sort of rule here that nobody talks about that I'm not aware of? She goes on to, there's a few more paragraphs. She ends by saying, we're both about to lose our minds. I'm terrified of losing the dog. Love you guys. Maybe read this on the air. And that's from Lori. Well, I just read it on the air, Lori.
Yeah.
So that's the question. If anyone wants to sound off, I would love to talk to some people today.
Yeah.
I know we've got a buttload of people that love their fur babies, and maybe you've gone through this with a special somebody and you broke up. Phone lines are wide open. Call us. Let's chat. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Who technically gets the dog in the breakup? The purchaser or the person who loves it each and every day?
Yeah.
Isn't this funny? Like, this is like the thing you do when you're a new couple.
Well,
right?
And it's funny because it's such a common thing now because so many people are opting to have fur babies, especially and then pushing off like having, you know, babies until later in life. And so they treat their doggies as humans. And I have a friend, a couple who were together forever and then they broke up and they actually do, visitation. So they do like shared custody with their dog. I'm not even kidding you. Like they'll drop it off at somebody's house the weekend and then they'll pick it up on Monday.
What?
And I'm not kidding. Like, so if, you know,
I wonder if they'd be into that.
But, and that's the thing is they came to that agreement themselves because they both loved the dog so much that they didn't want to give it up. So they came to this agreement where they're like, we'll just share custody.
That's nice. I don't feel like that's what's going on here.
No,
with
I don't think
Lori
they can.
And her
yeah.
boyfriend though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if they can get to that route, but
she says there's a weird angry custody debate going on right now. This sucks. This is why you don't buy pets when you're just dating.
Well, yeah,
just
you
saying.
Have to like move in with each other. Like,
hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So, did you hear the story about Lori and her pooch?
I did, and I just think that animals are not personal property. They have feelings. They have emotions. You know, they're living creatures. They become part of your family. And as long as both individuals can financially care for the pet, then I think factoring in the emotional attachment and where the dog feels the safest is really important. I understand, you know, if he's walking and he pays and, you know, so on and so forth. But I think that emotional attachment and safety is just as important, especially if they can both provide financial stability.
What if that's not the case? And it doesn't say that in the email, and I kind of am getting the feeling like it's one or the other. They're not going to share custody, or she probably would have brought that up.
Yeah.
And then it kind of would have been like a no issue. It sounds like the boyfriend's like, no, he's mine. And Lori's like, no, he's mine. So who are you going with?
That's where you... I'm going with Lori. I feel like as long as she can financially care for them and the dog actually does have more of an emotional attachment, taking that away would be really unfair. Not just for her, but for the pooch. I mean, it's, I just can't imagine. When I went through this, my ex was like, this one is mine. And I knew she was attached to him. And I was like, that's okay. And then I kept our other dog. So I don't know. I feel like I feel a little more strongly about this. And then there's a house bill. I don't know if anybody has heard about that yet, but it's like best interest of the pet animal.
Oh, really?
So that's something to look into that they're proposing in Colorado.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll have to dig a little deeper into that or not. But we appreciate you calling in, Megan.
It brings up an interesting point, though.
I don't want to get into House Bill 43-2. No. I just want to talk about Lori and her boyfriend. No, Megan, you're super sweet, and you brought some wisdom. Appreciate you listening and calling in today.
Yeah, and we saw you guys at Golden's and Golden.
Why didn't you come up and squeeze me?
You were drinking your coffee and meandering, and then it got busy with picture time. So I was like, all right, we'll leave him alone.
Oh, no. When you see us out in public, come squeeze us. We like to be squeezed.
Yeah. It's a little
Sounds
one.
Good. Yep.
Megan,
Sounds
nice good. Talking to you with you. Nice
bye.
Meeting you. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
All right, bye. Hi, Danielle. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
So I think that, you know, I heard the other caller say, you know, the emotional investment is a big part of it, too. I think that, you know, he paid for it. You know, he paid for all of the bills for the dog. I think that, you know, technically, you know, it's his dog. But I think that, you know, I don't know if they're going to think of doing any joint sort of custody thing. And it doesn't sound like they are. But yeah. I think that if, you know, he pays for everything. If the dog doesn't have any sort of bad behavior to him, there's no real reason why he shouldn't be the one to keep it.
Danielle, thank you. I think her vote was for the boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, Danielle.
Did we have two for Lori? Or was that Dana Banana? Hi, Dana Banana. So what are your thoughts for Lori and this dog?
Yeah, I don't want to be a jerk, but it's a slam dunk for the boyfriend. It would not hold up in court for her at all. She doesn't even have a prayer.
Katie's agreeing.
It's so funny, Dana. Yeah, go ahead.
We already went through this, and actually the story I have is pretty heartrending, so I'll say it as fast as I can. A nurse that I was frontline with through COVID, her boyfriend ended his life with, they bought two dogs together. She took one, he took the other. He ended his life in front of that dog. She tried to get that dog back, went to court. His family fought her. They won.
Yeah.
The dog, and there was only one reason, the dog was in his name. But it didn't matter any other part of that story, as heartrending as it was. So this is a very clear-cut case. It doesn't even sound like she can financially take care of the dog. It doesn't sound like she's just mad. Sounds like she's mad.
Well, first of all, thank you for bringing everybody down.
Well, no,
I'm
but
so
to make the point, you kind of had to. You're right, though.
No.
It is the letter of the law. And as sad as it
no,
is.
No, that's very sad, but you're right. That is the law, probably.
Dana, like, the animals are viewed as property. I know it sounds heartless to even say it, but it is true.
Yeah.
And in a
court
of law.
They're bought, paid for, and names on
it.
Name on the chip, probably.
That's how they look at it. That is, it is cut and dry when it comes to a court of law. And they are not, they don't take any emotion into consideration at all.
No.
So,
And all the bills in his name, like, it's just a slam dunk. Yeah.
Dana.
Sorry.
Dana.
Okay.
Can you call back tomorrow and bring us down, too?
I'm so sorry.
Nice, Dana. She was calling in with the facts.
You needed to paint the picture.
You did.
You really did.
I know.
You did.
Thank you,
really
you Dana, for calling.
All right.
I'm just giving you crap. Thank you for calling.
That's all right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Josh,
jeez,
don't
Jeremy.
Ever let Dana call again. Don't ever let her call again. Please. Rhonda. Is it Rhonda?
Rhonda,
dog
yes.
Dog lover Rhonda.
Hi, dog lover Rhonda.
Dog lover Rhonda. Good morning.
What do you want to say?
The person that walks the dog that gets the dog. And he got the dog in the first place, you know. And the lobbyists are writing up something, compiling where there's going to be visitation rights, just like a child.
Isn't that funny? This is what it's come to.
Yeah.
Just be adults and divvy up the dog and move on. The poor dog doesn't want visitation rights.
Right? But if you exercise the dog, you get the dog.
Done and done. So I'm putting you down for Lori. Right?
What?
No, the guy.
The guy exercises
the dog. The guy, her boyfriend walks.
Oh, he does walk the dog every day.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
pets him and lets him lay there. You know?
I got to look at the low note again.
Lets him lay there. She doesn't care about his health. He exercises her.
He follows her around the house. He loses it when she walks in the door. He sleeps at their feet. You're right. I totally screwed that up. That is the boyfriend who goes.
Jeez, Jer, get with it this morning. Did you have too much poison alcohol for the game yesterday?
No. You know what threw me off? Was Dana and her call. About the guy and what he did in front of the dog. It threw me off.
Rhonda, I like you.
And I only had 2 beers last night for the game.
I love you, too.
I love you.
You guys are awesome in the morning.
Oh, thanks, Rhonda.
We're awesome at night, too, yeah. Rhonda.
Oh, goodness.
You get my day going listening to you.
You're so sweet.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Come out and see us at the Diamond Dive on Saturday up in Westminster at Dave and Buster's.
Oh.
Come see us.
Nice.
We're never going to see you, are we? Never.
That's Rhonda letting you down easy, nope. Jerry. Yeah. Ooh,
it's because
nice.
You can be all sassy on the phone, but when you see me in person, you're going to freak out.
Like, Jerry, get it together.
I'm sorry I said that about you being drunk, Jerry. Rhonda, go live your life. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Rhonda.
We'll never see,
I like
see
her.
Let's fit one more in. She's we're way behind. But hi, Brian.
Hello, guys.
Hello, sir. You're full of energy. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Are you?
Yeah. I believe if you look at the paperwork from the adoption place, it probably states on there that if you have to relinquish the animal, you have to take it back to the adoption place.
Yeah.
And he's in charge of that animal.
Okay. I think, you know what, by far, you're like the third or fourth vote for the boyfriend. I think he's going to win this today, buddy.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, you get in front of a judge, and the judge is going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. Oh. You got a dog, Brian?
I have 2 Goldens, and I was at Golden Goldens.
Attaboy! Yeah. Wasn't it nuts?
It was nuts. It was so many people, I couldn't even find you guys.
And you were looking for me, weren't you?
I was looking for you. Yes, I was.
16,000 people and 5,500 dogs, dude.
My Lord.
My Lord have mercy. And did you step in any dog poop?
What's that?
Did you step any dog poop?
I did not. I was watching where I walked, because I knew it was... People were out there that I won't pick it up.
Everywhere.
No joke, Brian. The entire family had to take their shoes off before we got in the car.
I believe it.
Brian, nice talking to you, my friend. Have a good day.
You guys do the same.
Later, Gator.
Bye.
By far and away, boyfriend got it.
Well, again,
if you go by the law,
it is literally the law. Like, I went through this same exact thing, and thankfully, my name was on the adoption papers because it went in my favor. But man, when you have contentious breakups, you know,
it's
like
ugly.
We had to put our dogs in the puppy protection program. It got like that.
Wow.
Like, I know.
Still not as intense as Dana's call.
I know.
Thanks, Dana. Special shout out to Dana this morning, everybody.
Dana was just telling us like it is, though.
She did.
Like, she was just making a point.
She knows I love her.
And she's 100% right. So
point made.
So right.
As it's property.
Right?
It's just,
big point made today, you know? Dana.
Exclamation.
Good Lord.